She was living her best life. She was rich, famous, and respected. Still, there was one thing that was eating away at her soul, that challenged her very existence. How she overcame the challenge is literally one for the books. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Susie Revels Caton was no stranger to racism. Her father was the first black senator in the nation, and she had spent much of her life watching him fight racism in Mississippi as a child. But now things were different. She was a grown woman with her own family and her own community. Far from the flatlands of the Mississippi Delta, Caton was now in the Northwest, doing well in Seattle. She and her husband ran a large newspaper. Still, something bothered her. Even in progressive Seattle, the black community was still mistreated and discriminated against. They were forced into low-paying jobs and even banned from public schools. Caton was a leader in the local community, so she had to do something. However, as a black woman, her options for activism were limited, but she had a plan. She would write. She would fight back against the lies and stereotypes being told about our people, and she used the oldest communication method on earth to achieve this. Storytelling. Did her writing work to uplift our people? Absolutely. Her stories encouraged self-love, education, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and fighting against discrimination. She was then able to organize other women around black liberation. Caton knew that controlling our own narratives would lead to liberation. What are some parts of your story that can inspire your people? In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing the story on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.